This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I see, ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Young brothers on this side, on the right side of the hall, and I see three times more on the sister's side. I want to hear takbir if every brother here is willing to take a second wife. Four wives? Let us start with two. Four, mashallah. I didn't hear any takbir, so sisters, is extremely weak takbir. I want to talk about bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brothers, they said, 30 years old, still waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for, Malak al-Mawt, inshallah. But I think 30, Sheikh Mahmoud has to agree with me, 30 is a little bit pushing, am I right? Here, I mean, in the West, 30 is that's what it is. 30 years old, that's where the young lady wants to get married. And then she starts going to the clinic because she can't get pregnant because she's too late. And they have all this type of treatment to make sure she gets pregnant for a child or two before it's too late for them. But I think in the East Africa, the situation is a little bit different. So let us talk about first, what is zawaj? Zawaj of marriage is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing. It's not something you should overlook. You should not consider it just something that we need to move on with our lives. Marriage is a ni'mah. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's talked about the other ayat and other ni'am that Allah mentioned in the Quran, and he said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. هذه كلها, all of this, to show the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. This is what Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah made amongst yourselves azwaj, husband and wife, pairs, male and female. That's what Allah said in the Quran. From the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that shows that the marriage indeed is a ni'mah. It's a blessing from Allah. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, arba'ah min as-sa'ada. Four things are from the joy, the happiness, the enjoyment of this dunya. أربعة. First of the four, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, المرأة الصالحة. First of the four is a righteous wife. The second of the four, قال والمسكن الواسع, and a spacious house. The third, قال والجار الصالح, and a righteous neighbor. And the fourth, والمركب الهني, and a comfortable ride. So the first one, out of the sa'ada, out of the happiness of humanity, out of the joy of this dunya, is to have a zawjah. A zawjah as-salihah, the hadith is mentioned, zawjah as-salihah, but it also implies a zawj as-salih. Not only a wife, righteous wife, but also a righteous husband, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn and we study and we read that is zawaj, it is indeed sunnah al-anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Allah mentioned, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا, Ya Muhammad, we have sent messengers before you. وَجَعَلْنَا, and we've made for them wives. So it is from the sunnah of the Nabi of Allah, of all the messengers of Allah. And a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself, he said something very unique. قَالَ حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, and things that I love from this dunya, listen to this, things that I love from this dunya is marriage, having wives. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالطِّيب, to smell nice. And the salah was made coolness of his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, not in this hadith, because this is a family conference, Muslim home. He said حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, he said things that made Allah made me love it in this, out of this dunya, is marriage. And that's why he said to the three young men who went to his house, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa atazawwaju nisa, I marry women. Fama raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni, if you deviate from my sunnah, you're not of me, you're not for my ummah, you're not for what I, not the best of my ummah. And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the young men and women, especially, but this hadith was for young men, قَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنَا سَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلِيَتَزَوَّجْ, he said, if you're capable of getting physically and, you know, financially, get married. So this is again an encouragement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to finish every hadith to the end because I know we talked about this, but I want to get into why we can, all people are not willing to get married. Sa'id ibn Musayyib as well. Sa'id ibn Jubayr, afwan. Sa'id ibn Jubayr, qala li ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas told me, atazawwaj, do you have a wife? Faqultu la, I said, no, I don't have a wife. Qala tazawwaj, get a wife. Fa inna khayra hadihi al-umma aktharuha nisan. The best of this ummah is the one who had more wives. Good news, brothers. If you have one wife, you're miskeen. Miskeen. Al-Mughira bin Sha'bah said, if you have one wife, when she's pregnant, you are pregnant with her, mashallah, tabarakallah. That's Mughira. He said, when she's her on menses, you are also on her menses. When she is sick, you're sick. So anyone who has only one wife is miskeen. Those who have no wife is inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raja'un. Now, they were not even qualified. They're not qualified to be amongst us. So, if you have two wives, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know, we give you some respect. If you have three wives, when you walk in, we should stand up. If you have four wives, we should salute you as soon as you walk in. Sa'id ibn Musayyib is saying, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he's saying that Abd ibn Abbas, in the hadith of Bukhari, and other in Bukhari, Ibn Abbas is saying, the best of this ummah are those who have more wives. And this is clear cut. What else would you like me to tell you? Aisha radiyallahu anha, Aisha, Ummana Aisha, qalat qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tazawwaju nisa, ya'tinakum bil amwal. She said, and this is ajeeb, yani some of the young men, they're afraid to get married because some of the reasons that I will talk about, you know, it is wealth. And they said, I can't afford that, I can't do it. But Aisha is saying, radiyallahu anha, get married and they will bring wealth. Doesn't mean you got to live off your wife. It means when you get married, Allah will bless you with wealth. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is say, indeed, indeed is ahd ala Allah to aid anyone who wants to, for three people, but one of them, well, a man or woman who wants to get married to protect themselves. Imam Umar ibn Khattab, before Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, used to say, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn Khattab, he said, ma yamna'u ar-rajul. He said, nothing would stop a man from getting married except al-fujur or al-ajz. Either you're fooling around, because this is a natural ghariza. It's a natural thing. When you reach a certain age, it's a natural thing. He said, either you're fulfilling this natural, you know, requirement of yours in a haram way, or you're incapable of having a relationship with the women. Awal ajz. So any single brother who's sitting here, Umar ibn Khattab, he said, you're one of these two men. Fujur or ajz. One of these two. Yaqul Ahmad ibn Hanbal, laysat al-uzubatu min amr al-islami min shay. He say, being single is not part of this deen. وَمَنْ دَعَاكَ إِلَى غَيْرِ الزَّوَاجِ فَقَدْ دَعَاكَ إِلَى غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, anyone who invites you to stay single, you know, women are too much, you know, they too much headaches, you know, stay out of this, you know, if you want to concentrate on your, you know, success, on your education, on your wealth, you know, put off marriage and all this. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he's saying, rahimahullah, anyone who invites you to anything other than marriage, he invited you to something other than this deen, deen al-Islam. Very serious issue. I want to just get into the point why men and women are delaying marriage nowadays. Forgive me, I have to check the time because my time was limited. I have enough time, inshallah. Let us talk about men first. What are the reasons that men would delay marriage, and what are the reasons that women may delay marriage? And inshallah, we'll talk some more of that during the discussion, bi-idhnillah. We need to understand the nature of men. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created men in general, for us to continue to be a khalifa. For male and female, Allah created mankind to be khalifa. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ. And he put the seed of humanity, he put them in men. The seed. See, يعني نساءكم حرث لكم. When Allah was describing women, he described them as a harth, as a fertile land, where you put the seed and the seed will grow. So the seed comes for men, and the women is that land, fertile land, that will allow the seed to grow. That's why men always, and even in intimacy, in relationship, men are always ready. That's their nature, because more physical. Man is always ready for intimacy. Am I right? That's the nature of men. Yani men, you don't really need introduction for a man to be ready for intimacy. Just show him a picture of his wife, mashallah, he's ready. On the other side, women, they don't get a excited about intimacy like men. Men is like switch of a light, where women is like, you know, it's a whole different world. You got to take her for dinner. You got to sweet talk her, mashallah. You got to tell her how much you love her. You got to bring some flowers. And then maybe she will get into the mood. Whereas men switch, he sees his wife, bismillah, you know. Two different ball game. There was one of those, mashallah. Well, Somali, I'm going to say Somali there. One of these husband and wife, Somali husband and wife, tabarakallah, you know, they came in and they were talking about, you know, issues, especially the issue of intimacy and all that. So I started talking to them about the issue of intimacy. And I said, okay, what do you do? Like, we agreed that men like a switch of a light. But women, is like an old diesel engine, mashallah, tabarakallah. So I said to him, what do you do to put your wife in the mood? And he said, and before he starts answering, she jumped into it. And she said, wuhul hada ka soo riid, ma digsi bari saan ay buu. You know, he said, you know, this is a Somali terminology. Ka soo riid means, you know, when you want to eat the lunch, when you eat your lunch, you say, bring the lunch, you know. Bring it, take it out of the pot and put it on the dish, on the plate. She says, he doesn't say, mashallah, you look beautiful, mashallah, I miss you. He says, kasurit, mashallah, tabarakam. And then she says, wahaytiri. And when he's done, he says, na'anayiqab, na'anayikin, na'anayikin, mashallah. Give me some milk. Wahaytiri, majihad bukasobah, hello, mirirbay hayda. She said, he says, give me some milk, like though he just came back from jihad fi sabilillah. It was only 2 minutes, mashallah. It's different. It's completely different. So men and women are two different ball games. You know? So men are more physical, where women are more emotional. We get into that. So why men who are physical, who hear all the beautiful things that the Messenger of Allah and his Messenger said, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum said about marriage, the Tabi'een radiyallahu anhum, ulama like Ahmad ibn Hanbal, why men are delaying marriage. We are assuming all of the men that are in this category are free from this, for all the, you know, imperfection, haram. So one of the first things that men complain about is, so I don't have enough wealth. And no young lady would accept to marry me unless I really have enough finance. I want to hear from the sister. Is that true? Khatar babatin inna lillahi. So let me get, so if a brother, mashallah, even handsome brother, beautiful brother, with the deen, he comes here and says, mashallah, I'm hafid al-Quran and I'm ready for marriage. You're going to say no to him? It's done. We're done. Forget about Islamic conferences. Forget about the masajid. Let's just make some money, mashallah. But what you don't understand, Allah said, my dear sisters, and to the men, Allah said, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. Marry your single men and women, إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ, if they're poor, Allah will provide for them. So sincerely, if you men are worried about, now I understand, I sympathize with all of you. If the sisters are materialistic, mashallah, and they want a rich man who's driving SUV, you know, mashallah, tabarak, we are in deep trouble. But sincerely, if you want wealth, as Aisha said, tazawwaju nisa, marry women, and Allah will bless you with that. Aisha, another author, she said, if you want Allah to bless you with wealth, have more children and more women, more wives. That's Aisha. And she's not speaking out of her desire. It must be something that she inherited from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the reasons that men want to delay marriage is because women, as we just hear, they're demanding wealth. And this is a musibah. This is a musibah. Because if this is the case, sisters are willing to marry anyone who has wealth, regardless of his deen, regardless of his, you know, in akhlaq and manners, they just want to marry someone with wealth. But that's what he just said. وَشَهِدَ شَهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. You just said that. Did they not say that? Brothers, did they not say that? That's what they said. I did not hear the sister saying, no, we disagree. Do you disagree with that? See, لَوَا مِسْكِمْ أَهَلُّ سَدَّ مَثْلِمَسْ Yes, مِدْرَ وَلِمَا عَلَى إِسْتِحْيَا تِرْقِ Yes. So, yeah, this is a musibah. So men, they have every reason to delay marriage. So we don't blame in this case, you will not be blamed. But one of the reasons is exactly that women, they want someone with wealth. They want someone with wealth. And subhanAllah, how time changed. Before, women used to look for someone who has deen. And when a man came to Hassan al-Basri, and he said, the man said, too many men came to propose to my daughter. You know, people of status, people of wealth, people of education. Who should I marry her to? He says, someone who has deen, who fears Allah in her case. But now women, they want someone who can take them to Jamaica, and mashallah, tabarakallah, or to Europe or somewhere else where they can enjoy themselves. So that's one reason. The second reason, which is connected to the first one, the reason men delay this marriage is because of education. For you to be able to get a job, for you to be able to you have position in the society, you need to get education. So they push it off marriage. So until they get education, which will bring wealth, which will bring a wife. So they taking natural steps because they were cornered to do this. The third reason that a lot of men, also some women, put off marriage is because a lot of men or a lot of young people, they see a lot of unsuccessful marriages. They see young people getting married, but they're getting divorced immediately. They're getting married, they stay together, they get divorced. Young men, you know, they get education, they get a job, they save some money, and then at the end of the day, the young lady, she says, no, I want this, I want that, and then they get divorced. So someone is watching from outside, and he sees that situation. He decides, you know what, I'm going to wait for the right person to come along. So that's one of the reasons that men also delay marriage. The fourth reason, عدم الحصول الجمال المناسب. Men, some men, they are looking for particular women, certain looks. She has to have, you know, the looks of a model. She has to be skinny. She has to be tall. She has to have a long hair. She has to have this type of skin color. She has to have this. Yeah. And they keep, you know, waiting and waiting and waiting until they pass the age of marriage. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, and this is at the time of Sahaba, we go after women for many reasons, for four reasons, and one of them is beauty. So it did exist at the time of the Messenger of Allah, but his recommendation was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَطْفَرْ فِي دَاتِ الدِّينِ marry the one with the deen. Marry a lady with the deen. And you remember in the story of Ahmed bin Hanbal when he wanted to propose to a family for their daughters and he sent his aunt and said, God, check of the two daughters, which of the two would be most suitable for me? And then she came back with the description of the younger one. And she said, she has a light skin, she has long wavy hair, she's such and such, she's beautiful, she has a big eyes, long eyelashes. And then he said, what about the other one? And she said, well, the older one is a little bit dark and her hair is not as good. And he said, what about Dean? And she said, oh, the older one with the one eye, and that's the one with the. He said, I want to marry that one. Now, if you have a sister, mashallah, with one eye, qaba inshallah, aku qaba inshallah. That's the one with the deen. That's the one with the deen. And the other reason is the cultural obstacles. Cultural obstacles, especially as for Somalis, is the issue of tribalism. Am I right? Am I right? Only from the sisters. That's true. It's tribalism. You know, he is not the tribe that we want. She's not the tribe that we want. I want to marry from this tribe. And that is definitely, ibadallah, is obviously and ultimately against the deen of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Now, what are the reasons that women, and by the way, the 30, as Sheikh Mahmoud would agree with me, is a bit pushing. We're talking about less. The reasons that women delay marriage are the following. Number one, you have to understand. We talked about men being physical, always physical, and that's how they think. And that's, by the way, there was a study that was done, and they said, men, don't get offended, this was a study that was done in United States of America. And they said, men think of women every 5 minutes. Not every 50 minutes, every 5 minutes. He thinks of, he sees a picture, he thinks of, you know, he sees a girl passing by, he thinks of that. You know, every that was the study that was done. Every 5 minutes, the idea of women or idea of wife will come to your head. Sisters, you don't know this, but if three men, don't tell the men, if three men sit together, the first subject after salamu alaikum, how was everything, is, you know, how many wives do you have? I say one. And even the coward ones who don't want to take a second wife, they want to take second wife. And they say, only one wife? Only two wives, mashallah. The subject, no matter how old you are, as soon as three men get together, the subject of marriage, the subject of women would come to the table. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. But women are completely different. Men, they were physical and all that, but women are different. Women are more emotional. Atifa. They're more emotional. And sometimes that's why, you know, women will marry someone who's not that attractive, because she analyzed this person, not based on his look, but she analyzed the personality of the person. She analyzed, you know, his conduct and manners. She analyzed his, you know, humanity. And she says, you know, this could be a good husband. This could be a good father. And that's why you may see a beautiful young lady walking with someone who looks like, yani, mashallah, tabarakallah. And you hit yourself and say, well, she's blind. Did somebody force her to marry this guy? But no, the way she analyzed was different. The physical part is not as great as, you know, as it is in men. It's not as great as in women. Women are more like, okay, he could be a good father, good husband, good deen, he can teach me, so on. That's how they think. Obviously, the first reason that women also delay marriage is the issue of wealth. And I don't need to ask any mufti or any imam that that's the reality. Women marry someone who is financially stable. Women, they love comfort, mashallah, tabarakallah. Women like cats, you know cats? Cats, they love most comfortable environment. Women, they love comfortable environment. So if they have to choose between two people, someone who has okay deen with wealth, or someone who has a lot of deen but less wealth, she will go with the one who will make her life more comfortable. That's the human, women's nature's humanity in their aspect. Number two, the reason that the women delay marriage, sometimes they look for the right age in men. Right age. Women are 25 years old, 26, 27, at 28, 30 years old. She's looking for someone who's around that age. Well, I have bad news, sisters. Someone of your age does not want to marry you. Because men always want to marry someone younger than them. That is the nature of men. Hardly you will find someone who will marry someone who's older than him. has to be extreme example, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in the West, if a lady marries someone who's younger than him, especially if she's in that, in a category of rich and famous, that would be, that it is headline for weeks and weeks and weeks. So when you are 29 years old, 27 years old, 30 years old, and you finish your school, mashallah, you have a good job, and you want to marry someone who's around that age, he doesn't want to marry you. He doesn't want to marry you. He's looking for someone, because he, men are like hunters. They hunt. And they say, okay, she's beautiful, she's good. Mashallah, come in, sweetie. And she comes in. And he says, who else? Who else, mashallah? You know, he doesn't say, I have a beautiful wife. She's everything. But as soon as he says, I accept, he says, now who's next, mashallah, tabarak. That's the nature of men. So he wants to have a beautiful wife. Yet, she has to be beautiful for a long time. She has to stand, you know, the time, you know, the weather, everything. She has to stand the reality and stay beautiful. So sisters, if you want to marry someone of your age, even someone who's 5 years older than you, maybe 10 years older, most men, they don't want that. So your mentality, your mindset has to change. Your mindset has to change. The other thing is, even if you find someone of that age, you know, most likely he's planning to take a second wife. Most likely. And this is one of the reasons that also women delay marriage, because they want to marry a man who has only one wife. Am I right, sisters? Wait until Qiyamah comes, mashallah. Wait, inshallah. You start hunting flies. You know, anyone comes to your way, you say, oh, it's all kabo, mashallah. You know. Women, you know, they're very picky. They wanna, yeah, they say, oh, he's cute, mashallah, he has mashallah wealth, mashallah deen, he has second wife. I don't want him. But that's not the case. If you want good husband, by the way, mostly all good husbands are taken. Am I right, brothers? All good husbands mostly are taken. Maybe someone that is someone who's roaming around for whatever reason, you could be lucky. But that's one out of every 1,000 men. Most good men are taking, because the smart girls, when they see this man who's young, who's mashallah, excited, who's handsome, who has, you know, he's thinking about future, they don't let him pass by just like that. They utilize and capitalize on that opportunity. They capitalize on that opportunity. So one of the reasons is, women, you delay marriage because you're waiting for a single man who has the similar education as you, who has money, who has, you know, the looks that you're looking for, but that is already gone. That person is already gone. The other reason is, women that delay marriage, some of them, they're afraid of responsibility. Also, men, they have that, they share that, they're afraid of responsibility. That I don't want to be a mother yet. I don't want to be, you know, a housewife yet. I just studied, I finished my education. I want to just do something for myself, and I don't want to take these responsibility plus the responsibilities that I have. That is one of the reasons that you also delay marriage. Now, what is the solution? The solution is, number one, we all, men and women, need to come back to Islam. Because the lifestyle that you're looking for is a Western lifestyle. It's a Western lifestyle. It's what you see on TV. If what you're looking for, beautiful, tall, skinny, hands, you know, beautiful girl, that is what the TV told you you should look for. You're looking for someone who's handsome, and you say, that's the TV lifestyle. Someone romantic, that's a TV lifestyle. You know, come back to Islam and come back to the foundation of life. And be real in your approach in this. If we want to resolve this issue, for us to understand our current life is imperative, is important. And I will say to the sisters, mashallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will say to the brothers, Let us go back to the foundation of our deen and let us accept marriage vows based on إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَ. If a man comes to you and you satisfy with his deen, marry that person and marry women for their deen, not for beauty, not for anything else. And Allah would bless that marriage. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.